Grab a seat, grab a snack, and grab a friend. We now return to the Granite City Radio Theater, live from the Pioneer Place on 5th, only on KVSC FM and HD St. Cloud.
Welcome back to Act Two of the Granite City Radio Theater. How you doing tonight? You feeling, still feeling good? All right. Great crowd here at the Pioneer Place in beautiful, historic downtown St. Cloud. We've got a great act ahead, but first, another word from our sponsor.
The following sketch is brought to you by Shamco, introducing their new line of smartphone apps, including the personalized top 10 list generator. The PTT LG 2.0 allows you to enter whatever life issue you're dealing with and receive bona fide as well as witty responses from the internet's top experts. No longer will you have to express yourself in words through conversation when a picture of a cat with one of your personalized top 10 list catchphrases can do the job for you. Just click and send or simply show your phone to the person in front of you wanting to talk and problem solved. The PTT LG 2.0 by Shamco. Over 100 years of selling you products you could probably make for yourself.
Big thank you to Shamco. It is my special treat now to introduce to you a new addition to the Granite City Radio Theater team. All the way from somewhere near Toronto, Canada, Heather Mastromarco, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks, Jay.
How you doing, Heather? You having a good night?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah?
Lots of fun, yeah.
Now, I understand you just got back, right? I mean, you were...
Yeah, I went to Canada about 2 weeks ago for Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah.
And was it a good time? You have a good time?
It was great. The trip was great. The flight was great. But, you know, when it came to customs, that was not so great.
Oh.
Yeah, you want me to tell you about it?
I think so, yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah? All right. All right, well, it all started with a really long bus ride to the Toronto airport. Oh, get me off this bus. 3 hours is long enough. I am so glad to finally be at the airport. I just want to stretch my legs, walk around a bit. Maybe I'll grab a tea. I'm not hungry because of that great lunch Mom packed. Good old Mom, always taking care of me. Yeah, tea would be really great. And then I'll get on the plane and I'll be home in no time. Just got to grab my bag and... Wait, is that lady taking my bag? Oh, no. There's mine with the purple scarf on it. Okay, now I've got to find which ticket counter to go to. LAX, no. JFK, nope. Hawaii, maybe someday. Oh, here we go. MSP, Minneapolis. Ticket counter G. Okay, here we go.
Passport, please.
Here it is.
How many bags?
One.
Here is your ticket. Grab a customs form and enter to U.S. Customs down to the left.
Okay, thank you. Oh, shoot, customs. I always forget about customs. They make me so nervous. Okay, grab the customs form. Name, date, passport number, address. What about all of this stuff? Do I have commercial merchandise? I have no idea how to fill this out. Excuse me, sir. Do you know how to fill this form out?
Oh, yes, I've filled out hundreds of these. I just always check no for everything. See, look what I've done.
Okay, no to everything. Okay, great, thanks. Guns? Nope. Drugs? Nope. Explosive, toxic substances, prostitution, agricultural products, food? No. I don't have any of these things. Sign and date? Okay, now for the U.S. Customs line. Okay, not too bad. I still have lots of time. My flight doesn't leave for another hour and a half.
Lane 32. Oh,
okay, that's me. Hey, this guy doesn't look so tough. He's actually kind of cute. Maybe he'll be nice. Stay calm, breathe. Remember, just tell the truth. You've got nothing to hide. Hello.
Where are you coming from?
Toronto, Ontario.
And why are you traveling to the USA?
Oh, I live there.
Where do you live?
St. Cloud, Minnesota.
And when was the last time you entered the U.S. from Canada?
August, I believe.
Okay, and do you have any fresh fruit? Fresh fruit? Fresh fruit?
Oh my God, fresh fruit. The lunch. I didn't finish the lunch, the orange. Oh, I do have fresh fruit. Don't lie, damn it, just tell him.
Ma'am?
Yes, you know, I actually do have an orange that I forgot about.
Okay.
Oh, okay, we're good. Woo. Always tell the truth, kids. I'm just about finished. Man, I hate airports, so nerve-wracking. Wait, what is that? He's clipping my passport to a big yellow clipboard. Huh, never had this happen before. Well, this is only my second time in the airport. Maybe this is normal.
Take that to the security officer over there, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. A big yellow clipboard. Are those men staring at me? Something just doesn't feel right. Hi there, the customs man asked me to give this to you.
Ma'am, please enter level 2 international security to the left.
International security? Me? Oh, no, there must be some mistake.
To the left, ma'am.
Okay. Oh my God, it's the orange. I have to go to level 2 international security because of an orange. Damn it. Okay, don't freak out, Heather. You've got nothing to worry about. They'll just ask for the orange, and then you get to leave.
If I see one more person use a cell phone in here, no one is getting on their plane!
Oh my God, what is this? I think I've entered the gates of hell. Oh God, what do I do? I guess I need to talk to that lady that was screaming. Excuse me. Hi, I was given this. Yes, sit over there, ma'am, and wait to be called. Okay, no problem. I'll just sit over here beside this nice-looking man. Hi there. What are you in for?
Drugs.
Oh.
How about you?
Oh, I have fresh fruit.
You want some drugs?
Oh, nope. I think I'm in enough trouble with the orange. I'm just going to sit over here.
Okay, but if you change your mind,
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, my God. I'm amongst drug dealers. Oh, my God. Okay, just stay calm. You've done nothing wrong. You don't have any drugs, just an orange, right? Just a juicy, nutritious orange. Well, technically, you did lie on a federal document. Damn it. Oh, it's not even an orange. It's a little mini tangerine. I could throw it away. Then what would they do? I could eat it. Or I could put it down my shirt and just say I have a goiter or a cyst or something. Oh, okay, you're talking crazy. Just chill.
Heather Master Marco, please come with me.
Oh my God, here we go. Yes, I'm Heather Master Marco.
This way, ma'am. Ma'am, don't you have any fruit on your person?
Yes, I do. I just have an orange, a small orange. Well, actually a tangerine.
Well, which is it, ma'am? An orange or a tangerine?
Well, it's an orange. I have an orange.
Please hand it over to me, ma'am.
Yes, of course. I'll just grab it out of my bag. Oh, where is it? Oh, there it is. And, oh my God. What is that beside the orange? It feels like, yep, it's an apple. Shoot! I have an apple and an orange. Don't say anything. They only know about the orange. Just give them the damn orange and smile. Here's the orange.
This is your orange? It does not look like an orange to me. As sure as my name is Rabioso Cocadillo, this is an orange.
Well, like I said, it's more like a tangerine.
No, senorita, you most definitely said it was an orange. Herr von Hundenstein, we have another one.
Another one? No, I insist I'm not another one. Please just take the orange or tangerine or whatever it is. I have to go. I have a flight to catch.
Oh, you will be going, all right. To security level 3, so international affairs.
What? No!
You would be wise to do as I say. Now enter through the doorway and take your orange with you.
Yes, sir. What the heck have I gotten myself into? Thanks for the lunch, Mom. Damn it. Why didn't I just eat it?
Enter.
Hi, sir. I was sent over
Silence!
Here by...
Silence!
I know why you are here.
Yes, the orange. Here it is. I'm very sorry.
The orange, you say. But Senor Crocodilo told me you had a tangerine.
Right. A tangerine.
Well, which is it?
I don't know. It's not an orange. It's not quite a tangerine. It's one of those mini orange things that they push at the grocery stores in the fall and during the holidays. You know, they come in the box with the netting on top. Cuties. That's what it is. I have a cutie.
Ein cutie? Do you take me for a fool?
No, of course
not. I assure you, I am no fool.
I'm not trying to fool you. I really think that they are called cuties.
They?
I mean, well, it.
So you eat these cuties often?
Well, usually around the holidays, yes.
How nice. With your family?
Well, yes.
And where did you get this cutie?
My mom, or my Nona. No, I think it was my mom.
Which is it?
My mom. It was my mom.
Are you sure it wasn't your Nona?
No, my mom.
Mastra Marco. This is very interesting last name.
Yes, it's Italian.
Oh, Italian. Very interesting. But your first name, that is not Italian.
No, my dad's Italian. My mom isn't. She picked Heather because... Wait a second. What does this have to do with the orange? I mean, the cutie.
I will ask the questions around here. I'm Canadian mommy, Italian daddy. A very likely story.
But it's the truth.
Oh, really? The truth, yes? Did you know that when you walked through my doorway, you walked through a scanner?
Oh?
Yes. We scanned you. We know, Miss Master Marco, ein apple und ein orange. Fruit smuggling with the Italian mafioso.
What? No! What are you talking about?
You are part of a rebel alliance and a traitor!
But that's not true!
Your Canadian mommy is your accomplice!
No!
We have ways of making you talk. Do you know that the punishment for smuggling illegal items with intent for distribution?
No, but I haven't done anything illegal.
Oh, really? I have your papers here. Is this your signature?
Yes.
And you see this little check mark that says, no, I do not have any fruit.
Yes, but I just didn't realize I had the fruit until the customs man...
You have falsified a government document.
Yes, but it was my first time filling it out, and I just copied the man in front of me. I just checked no, and should food really be on the same list as guns and drugs?
Miss Mastramaco, you have already been accused of smuggling. You wouldn't want to add plagiarism to the list.
Well, of course not. That doesn't make any sense.
You are in a very dangerous situation here. We could do one of many things. We could send you back to your home and native land to serve hard time. Two, we could send you back to Italy to pick olives in the fall and tomatoes in the summer. Or three, we could let you enter the United States where you will be our guest and you will have to watch your back. Oh, yes. We are watching. And if we catch you again, we will skip you all the way to international security level 9.
Okay, I won't do it again. Please let me go. I need to catch my flight. I just want to go home to my husband and
go,
my dog.
Go. Fly home to your husband and your poochie. I release you. Ooh. Cutie. Don't mind if I do tea. Crocodilo, send in the next one. Yeah, she's cute. She's really awkward. Good, yeah. Hello, Master Marco, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Paul. How are you tonight? Having fun?
Pretty good.
This is the part where I get to ask you questions. It's real great.
Should I speak into the microphone then?
Yeah, it might help. Might help.
Okay.
So, Paul, may I call you Paul?
You may.
I understand I've mispronounced your last name all night tonight, so I have to apologize for that.
It's really okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's just if my mom's listening, you know, the letters will stream in.
My mom is. She's right up there. Hey. You can wave too. It's fine.
Hey.
So, Paul, do you have plans for Halloween? Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
Perhaps a banana?
Perhaps.
It's kind of up to the kids.
They decide your Halloween costumes for
Bananas
you.
Bananas in the top three, for sure.
Oh, what are the runners-up?
Fairy Princess is actually another one. Fairy Princess.
That would get my vote.
Not even kidding. anybody has an extra large pink tutu. Yes?
I would be lying if I said I didn't. But I digress.
Go on the rubber bands!
It's a theater. All right, so I understand you have another song for us.
Did you say sing?
Yeah.
We're actually going to do an instrumental.
Oh, you're going to, okay, all right.
Yes.
All right, well, Collective Unconscious featuring Paul Dedown.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. And now we're live with Judy Jibbler Jabbler from the River's Edge Convention Center with some volunteer opportunities for you and your family. Over to you, Judy.
Thanks, Jay. We're on site at River's Edge with St. Cloud's Volunteers R Us, where we have various volunteer booths set up with a large selection of volunteer opportunities for the whole family. And we have an extraordinary guest today that is ready to volunteer. Tell everyone your name, sir.
Dracula.
Yes, that's right, folks. You heard it correctly. We have Dracula here. Now, Dracula, makes you want to volunteer your time with the city of St. Cloud?
Well, Dracula just wants to give back to the community. You know, Dracula takes and takes and takes, and now Dracula wants to give. Dracula wants to be good, to be one of those do-gooders.
Oh, excellent. Well, that is just great, Dracula. On behalf of the city of St. Cloud, we really thank you for taking that step towards redeeming yourself.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Dracula, now we need to find a volunteer position. We think you would do great volunteering for the program that gives to the Eastside Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, yes, the children. Yes, Dracula loves the children. He wants to help. This sounds wonderful to Dracula.
Well, here we are at Ciotti's booth, and what they are doing is preparing and selling garlic bread, and all proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club. So, Dracula, grab an apron.
Oh, no, I can't. Oh, what? No.
Now, Dracula, you did say you want to better yourself.
Well, yes, but I can't do this. It's making me sick.
Helping the children is making you sick?
No, it is the garlic.
Garlic? Oh, yes. I forgot about your aversion to garlic. Whoopsie. Well, we'll just get you another volunteer position. Oh, look over here at the Good Earth Food Co-op. Here we're working on an urban farming program to teach kids how to grow food in the inner city and anywhere.
Oh, yes. Nutrition for the children. That sounds good to Dracula.
Check out this special sun lamp that runs on renewable geothermal energy.
No, turn it off. It burns. It burns. My cape. Grab me my cape.
What else can we find you to do? Oh, what about this booth over here? BioLife, where all the plasma donations today go to the Sick Kids Hospital.
Oh, yes, plasma, like plasma TV. I like that. Yes, sign Dracula up.
Okay, Dracula, now step over here. Now, once the nurse collects the vials of platelets, you need to carry them over here and put them in a box.
Okay. Dracula can do this. Carry it over here and... these platelets look like... blood.
Dracula, what are you doing?
I'm sucking the blood.
But that blood is for the children.
Dracula doesn't care. Dracula is hungry.
But Mr. Dracula, you wanted to give back. You wanted to be good.
No, how can I be good when I'm so very, very bad?
This has been another community reminder from our friends here at 88.1 FM. Don't forget to volunteer and give blood today. For more information, you can find it over on our website, kbsc.org, under the area events tab. And now, back to the action with Jack Shade and Shade's Brigade.
We were at Cooper's aunt and uncle's house in Adairsville, Georgia. Everything was very Christmassy, including all the snow, which is making me uneasy. The snow, that is. Not only was it snowing in Georgia... but the news on the radio just announced that they were expecting up to 50 inches more. That's enough snow to shut down, immobilize, and paralyze everything. That kind of impending chaos doesn't seem random to me. That level of catastrophe makes me want to look for alternative explanations. I walked away from the radio and began to think.
Well now, 50 inches? Is that a lot? Well, of course, I ain't never been through no blizzard before.
Yes, that is quite a formidable amount of precipitation.
Yeah, you know, I just don't understand a word you're saying, boy.
It's quite all right.
I said I don't understand what you are saying.
Is there something we should be doing? I mean, do we head to the basement?
Well, I think we're supposed to get in the bathtub. Now, shoot, don't everybody go panicking. It's just a little snow. Everything's fine. Turn that dang blasted radio on to some music.
I'll do it.
Oh, man. I had wandered away into the den to get away from the radio and all the talking so I could think. I looked down, and there on the table beside me was the local paper. I picked it up. Yeah, that's very interesting.
What's that, Jack?
Oh, hey, Major, didn't hear you come in.
What's so interesting?
Oh, nothing. I was just reading the paper.
Well, I know you, Jack. Your right eye is all twitchy. That means something's wrong.
Well, I'm not sure, but this snow. And now this. I handed Kate the paper.
Ah, I see. The mayor is thinking of putting in some crosswalks. Now I'm edgy.
Not that. The bottom of the page.
Ah. Acclaimed artist Marjorie Cameron Parsons is in town showing her work at the Adairsville Community Center.
She's also the wife of Jack Parsons.
Well, I don't understand why that matters, Jack.
Never mind. The more I think about this, the more I know I'm right. I've made up my mind. We have a mission. Go get the rest of the team in here.
Oh, so close. So close to a whole day off.
Kate went and got Ernie, Quinn, and Cooper, and we met in the den. I showed him the paper.
Acclaimed artist Marjorie Cameron Parsons. I don't think I've ever heard of her or her work.
Well, she's not a great artist. She pals around with some beatnik artists in New York. She had some of her work published, but it's not the point.
Hey, you know what? I'm all for you getting to the point, Jack.
She's the wife of rocket pioneer and occultist Jack Parsons, an American rocket propulsion researcher, a pioneer in solid rocket fuel research and development.
Rocket pioneer and occultist? Well, that's an interesting major. Must have been Yale.
Go on, Jack.
Well, why would this New York beatnik artist be here in the small town in Georgia showing her art? It's an odd place for this kind of show.
Yeah, you know what, Jack? That's kind of a real good point. You know, one time they put up all our drawings, all the kids did in art class in the community center one time, and no one ever looked at them. You know why? And they didn't want us to get full of ourselves.
Well, there's more. Marjorie and Jack Parsons participated in the Babylon Working Ritual.
And that is?
It's a series of magic ceremonies. They performed them from January to March of this year.
I don't like magic. I don't like magicians. Mostly, I don't like rabbits.
How do you know about these ceremonies?
Well, let's just say they're on the list of people that need to be closely monitored.
So this babbling magic thingy, what's that?
Well, the ritual was essentially designed to manifest in a human form an incarnation of the archetypal divine feminine called the Scarlet Woman. Marjorie is believed by the members of the cult to be the Scarlet Woman, better known as Mother Earth.
Do you mean Mother Nature?
Exactly.
Are you saying that you think that this Marjorie is responsible for the drastic weather because she is Mother Nature?
Well, I think there's a connection somehow.
Okay, you know what? I'm going back in the other room where it's Christmas still, and everybody's having eggnog and singing carols, and nobody's lost all their marbles.
I wouldn't say that.
Look, what I'm saying is they're in some kind of connection here. I don't think she's really Mother Nature, but something is causing this weather. It's not natural.
So what do you propose we should do, Jack?
Cooper, where would someone stay who was visiting this town?
Well, there's the hotel.
You mean the infamous Calamities?
Yeah, that's the one.
The longer I'm here, the more concerned I am of how many of your stories are actually true.
They's all true, Quinn.
That's what is concerning me.
If my hunch is correct, she's got to be someplace with a lot more space and privacy than a hotel room.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's old man Hodges' place. He died a while back. Nobody bought it or moved in. It's got a big old barn.
Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, we're going to have to walk. The snow is too deep to drive anywhere.
Listen, nobody's better in a pair of heels than me, but I don't think they're cut out for Sherpa work.
Cooper, we're going to need some warm clothes and boots.
Only Captain Uncle Jingle should have what we need.
Cooper, I want you to tell your family that we're heading out to see an old family friend of yours.
Oh, dude, I'll tell him we're going to meet Squishy.
Squishy is real, too? It's like falling through the looking glass.
Tell them we'll be back in a few hours.
On it, Captain. Hey.
Maybe
Uncle Jingles.
Go find Uncle Jingles, will you?
Find
Uncle Jingles.
I always talk to Uncle Jingles with a dramatic pause first.
Oh, I see.
Good save.
He don't hear so good since his eyeball fell out and he got the shingles over there. Put your pants back on, Quinn.
All right.
Hey, Uncle Jingles. We gonna go wish Squishy a Merry Christmas.
All right, you three go with him. Help him get his jackets and the boots.
Got it, Captain.
I'll join you in a minute. I was folding up the paper and thinking about the plan when I received an unexpected visitor.
Hey, mister, where are you all going?
Oh, hello, Penny. Where'd you come from?
I was in the hallway.
Yeah? Well, look, Penny, we're gonna visit Cooper's friend, Squishy.
No, you're not. You're going on some kind of a mission. You're gonna go see a magician. Okay, I want to go.
Listen in the hallway, were you? Well, Penny, you're right. We're going to go see a magician, but I can't take you with me.
Aw, gee whiz.
But I do need your help with the mission. Hey, you good at secrets?
Yes, sure I am. I am the best secret keeper ever.
Good. I could use someone like you on my team. Here's what I need, Penny. You see this?
Yeah, what is that? Is that a walkie-talkie?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
What I need for you to do is sneak into the living room and just attach it to the back of the radio. It's got a magnet on it. It should stick to anything metal on the back.
I can do that. Easy peasy.
You sound like someone else I know. Now, Penny, I need you to not tell anyone about the magician or the mission or the walkie-talkie until we get back, okay?
Okay, but... Okay, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. You'll be back by then, won't you?
That's the plan, Penny. That's the plan.
You've been listening to Shades Brigade, created by Eric Webster, starring Shannon Custer, Lee Adams, Eric Webster, and Dave Gangler. The exciting conclusion to Jack Shade Saves Christmas will be coming this December to Granite City Radio Theater. Will there be a robot fight? Tune in! Tune in this December and find out!
The following sketch is brought to you by Shamco, introducing their new line of low-impact pets. Is your hectic, fast-paced 21st century lifestyle just too busy for a dog or cat or fish, but your overwhelming sense of loneliness and isolation demands another living being within your environment? Well, Shamco's low-impact pets are just the thing to liven up even the most desolate of Friday nights. Specially designed in Shamco's experimental test lab break room, low-impact pets come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and containers, from the puffy apple in a Ziploc all the way to the milk carton culture club. And if you're looking for a fun guy who can take you everywhere, the athlete's foot starter kit pair of dirty socks are right up your alley. Low-impact pets by Shamco. Over 100 years of selling you products you could probably make yourself.
Up next on Channel 19 St. Cloud Public Access, it's the hit new reality series Kleist Kleist Baby, starring the Granite Man himself, the Honorable Mayor Dave Kleist. Vanilla Kleist. Welcome back to the program. Today is a very exciting day. I've got a potential new roommate coming over, and I cannot wait to show her the place. I've put so much into the design and remodeling it. I'm really looking forward to sharing it with one of my constituents. Oh, and with her rent check, I'll finally be able to afford the mortgage. I'm out front waiting for her. She should be here any moment. Ah, I see a car pulling up. There she is. Hello.
Oh, hello. You must be Vanilla Kleist 64.
Oh, please. No need for formalities. That's just my Craigslist username. The Honorable Mayor Dave Kleist will do just fine.
Oh. Okay. I'm Sheila. You can just call me Sheila.
Well, shall we start the tour?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've seen a few places, but they were so boring. I'm looking to rent something with a wow factor.
Well then, batten down the hatches. You're about to embark on an epic voyage of wonder and fantasy. Allow me to introduce Poseidon's Fortress.
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
Factor. Standing guard as you ride is Poseidon himself, as a winged, muscular bronze beast wielding his famous trident spear. He stands inside a fountain made of blue pearl granite, and at night he delights passers-by with a radiant, underlit glow of pink and aqua. And if you get past Poseidon, that's where things really start to come alive. Notice the throbbing heartbeat emanating from within red stained glass windows. Kukum, kukum. Can you feel it?
Yes, I feel it. And you designed this house?
I did. The idea was to create my own little sanctuary here on the Mississippi River, a place where I could transport my mind and spirit and create a fantasy world where outdoor elements of beauty find themselves inside the house, bringing my house to life for my enjoyment, and now for your enjoyment.
I can't wait to see the inside.
Onward! Before we enter, notice the hand-painted Egyptian eye of Horus on the front door. It gives me comfort that someone's always watching over me. And here we have the living room. You'll notice it is dominated by a 12-foot marlin that I caught off the coast of Zihuatanejo, Mexico, 14 years ago. He has his own spear that rivals that of Poseidon's.
Oh, the floor treatment is really interesting. I love all the fiber optic color change lighting.
Yes, and where else can you dance on the sun? The inlaid sun design is a replica of the logo from the rock band Godsmack.
Oh, I love Godsmack!
So do I. You'll find many elements of this house came from ideas used in the production of rock concert stage shows. At night, this room floods in blue light and can be filled with a fog for a very special party effect. Turn on the laser light show for even more action and entertainment.
Wow, this would be great for a Halloween party.
And we can have one every night. Let's move on to the kitchen.
Oh, wow, this is nice, very modern. I love the open concept.
Oh, yes, but you haven't even discovered the best part. Slip off your shoes, will you?
Oh, okay. Oh, is that... Oh my, that is really nice, a heated floor.
Yes, you'll find every surface in this house is heated to exactly 98.6 degrees. You could literally spend all day in here and not even know you were naked.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I bet.
Now, on to the sea cave hallway of Circe. In looking for the decor for this house, I found a painting replica and instantly fell in love. The title is Circe Poisoning the Sea, but it wasn't enough to just put Circe on the wall and light her in regular light. Oh, no! I created a 3D sea cave experience for her to stand in, and she's uplit in pink and aqua. She's forever mine here in this hallway.
Wow, she's beautiful.
And here to the left, we have the Caribbean bedroom that features bamboo decor, thatched roofed overhang, and a beautiful full aquarium lit in aqua.
Wow.
This is one of the rooms for rent, but I'd like to show you something special. To get there, we'll have to journey through a Central American jungle past the Temple of Tikal.
Oh, that sounds exotic.
Well, if exotic excites you, then follow me into the cave bedroom. It features a round bed atop a pedestal that is lit from within with color change LEDs.
Ooh.
It's surrounded by mirrors on all sides and features a ceiling mirror that reveals itself at the push of a button. The bed rotates at three different speeds: slow, medium, and mayoral.
Oh.
I've always said if you leave this room disappointed, you have only yourself to blame. And when it's time to clean up, we have the cave bathroom. It features a custom black marble commode with vibrating seat to coax even the most stubborn of movements. The shower accommodates up to four adults and has a connected steam room.
Oh, four adults showering at the same time? Like... to save water or something?
Let's go with or something. If you exit out the back of the cave past the hot tub, you'll find yourself in a poolside terrace. Oh, and who do we have here?
Oh, wow, a topless mermaid fountain. She looks awfully healthy.
Oh, yes. And you can see she is joined by her equally equipped sisters, painted into the floor of the pool. The handcrafted scene depicts two mermaids fighting off a menacing sea demon.
Wow.
Factor. And allow me...
allow me to finally take you down the romantic river walk to the bungalow. The path is flanked by pillars of artesian granite, atop which perch four imposing gargoyles who will oversee and protect your evening stroll to the river.
This is amazing. The bungalow alone is bigger than my last house. I've seen enough. I'm ready to sign that lease.
Of course. I'll have the paperwork drawn up and sent to you by courier. Shall I walk you to the front?
This is so great. I mean, I knew I loved it as soon as I saw the statue, but then there was the Marlin and the cave bedroom and the fog machines.
By the might of Poseidon, it's gone!
What? What's gone?
The trident! It's been stolen!
Oh no! While we were in the house?
Well, there's no explanation. I'm shocked and appalled.
Wow.
Factor. What a melancholy end to an otherwise enchanting afternoon. Well, like I said, I'll have the lease sent over as soon as it's ready.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. I mean, the trident really tied the place together. Without it, the rest of this just seems so ridiculous. I'm sorry. I just, it's not going to work without the trident. Bye.
Oh, Poseidon, there she goes. We were this close.
On the next episode of Kleist Kleist Baby, the Honorable Mayor Dave Kleist tracks down the Trident Thieves to get his revenge, and special guest Snooki steps by the fortress to take the Kleist Bucket Challenge. Vanilla Kleist. Vanilla Kleist, Kleist Baby. And now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Collective Unconscious and Paul Dedham!
Over yonder, baby. Lord, that's where my sweet Poseidon lives. Lord, there's an aqua fiber red house over yonder, baby. Sweet Poseidon stays, and I ain't been home to see my nephew, little Poseidon.
Granite City Radio Theater broadcasting
in about 99 one half days.
KBSC FM and HD Sync.
Wait a minute, something's wrong. The key won't unlock the door. Wait a minute, something's wrong. Lord have mercy, the key won't unlock the door. That's all right, you know what? Well, I still got my fiber optic freaking electric guitar I can play. I can plug it in any outlet in this house and it's gonna rock, baby. Look out, here comes the steam! Wow!
December, Collective Unconscious, ladies and gentlemen, and Paul the Stretch Meadowm. Give it up for him. And now, over to Chrissy at KVSC. Take us home, baby.
KVSC's Granite City Radio Theater was presented with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and was produced in partnership with the Pioneer Place on 5th Theater. Jay Terry has been your host for this theatrical night of paranormal illusion with his phantasmal cast including Eric Webster, Shannon Custer, Lee Adams, David Ganger, Anthony Michael, Leanna Livingston, Grant Hakey, Heather Master Marco, and special musical guest Paul Stretch Detelm. Our producers and Ouija jugglers have been Jay Terry and Jeff Carmack. Musical director and Collective Unconscious, ectoplasm translator is Muggsy Lure. Writing an exorcism for hire was provided by Eric Webster, Jeff Carmack, Jay Terry, Dan Barth, and Heather Master Marco. Trivia master and armchair skeptic is Dan Barth. Stage manager and white sheet bleacher is Emily Enke. Sound engineer and the bump in the night is Chris Weiss. Lighting and technical engineer and astral projectionist is Brent Anderson. KVSC live technology support and the ghost in the machine is Trevor Klopp. Trevor Klopp's eager engineering henchmen and poltergeist fluffers have been Jim Gray and Hannah Hoffman. KVSC studio technician and voodoo groovy tactician back in the little basement that bumps is Mr. Fuchs. I'm Chrissy G. I don't believe in ghosts or the metric system. And we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, December 3rd for our next installment of the Granite City Radio Theater. Please remember to pledge your support to College and Community Radio at kvsc.org or on our studio line at 320-308-KVSC during next week's Fall Pledge Drive. Thank you for your support, your ears, and your laughter. And now, back to regular programming on KVSC, FM, and HD St. Cloud, your sound alternative.
Miss a thing because you're tuned into the Granite City Radio Theater broadcasting live from the Pioneer Place on 5th here on KVSC FM and HD St. Cloud.